Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To inject everyone's children, Pfizer has secretly added the drug trimethamine to the already dangerous gene editing concoction. So-called vaccines that appear to be causing heart attacks in otherwise young, healthy recipients, including pro athletes. Trimethamine is used to stabilize the blood in heart attack victims. Pfizer claims that trimethamine is being added as a buffer to replace phosphate buffered saline, which is a water-based salt solution. But trimethamine is not anything like a water-based salt solution. It is another dangerous petrochemical with a long list of side effects. It has never been tested with the so-called vaccines, and it is only safe within the circulatory system. A known side effect is tissue damage if any trimethamine leaks from the vein. And every single child they inject will be injected into their muscle, not the vein, which means every single child will be at risk of tissue damage, along with ADE, autoimmune disease, and death. We are at war, and the attack is brought to you by Pfizer and Company.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
From the very beginning of the manufactured COVID pandemic, it was never about the children. We were always told the children will be fine. It was about the elderly and the sick. And then they realized we will submit to anything. So why not go for our children? If we allow it, they've already conquered us. And many of our children can see exactly what's going on, even if their parents can't. They are all experiencing evil at the highest level right now. Many will be deeply inspired to fight back. So why would these barbarians let them live, knowing that we will let them inject our children with an experimental drug that has demonstrably been shown to do great damage, all under the guise of protecting us from the common cold? The hospitals were empty during COVID, and they are now overwhelmed by the vaccinated. The same company profiting off this deadly scam openly has its hand in the FDA, is immune from liability, calls anyone who questions them criminals, and is secretly adding new drugs to an already deadly cocktail upon FDA approval to inject our kids.
Tucker Carlson Originals presents the most dangerous, crazy, sinister, disturbing
terrorist recruitment video.
The most criminal movie of the year.
Well, I want to say criminal, but technically that's not true. Although maybe it should be.
The reviews are in.
Tucker Carlson makes a tribute video for the terrorists.
For the story of a mostly peaceful protest. Generally speaking, unruly.
The movie that will have you jumping out of your seat screaming.
The critics are raving. Raving mad.
As in crazy as a loon.
Tucker Carlson producing a pretty extraordinary,
very cinematic, persuasive
documentary,
a big blockbuster movie.
We've gone Hollywood. By the way, it worked.
Tucker and his crack investigative team to get to the bottom of what happened on January 6th.
But it's beginning to expose exactly what the establishment is doing.
So what Tucker Carlson is doing is going against the American people.
Trump tweeted once, they don't hate me, they hate you, I'm just in the way. Now, the real agenda of coming after the people is becoming more apparent.
From this Patriot Purge documentary.
Tucker Carlson and his team of editors, led by Scooter, have taken the info war to another level. I've got to recognize it. I've got to give credit. They have surpassed InfoWar's greatest exploits against tyranny because Tucker is so good at having fun while he exposes the globalists and the left. So Tucker is a true populist icon of icons, and we're just blessed to live in the Tucker Carlson timeline. Wow, great job, Tucker, exposing the deep state and their plan to label all Americans as terrorists. Good job being an American that hasn't betrayed his country and his family. We're very, very proud of you, Tucker, and your team, and we salute you.
The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, November 12th, 2021. And no one knows who originally said it until today. And I didn't know. Somebody actually found a clip of it. And then the internet made an edited down version out of it. But I didn't know it was yours truly back in April of last year, 2020, that said, wait until 15 days to flatten the curve turns into the first 2 years. And so then out of that was paraphrased, I think, the maxim of this whole fraud that we see everywhere that I've decided to put a T-shirt out with. The supply chain breakdowns are so bad, it's even hard to get T-shirts made in America or printed in America. But we're going to come out with one that says the worst part of the 15 days to flatten the curve is the first 2 years. Of course, there's another meme out there that's, I think, just as important you see everywhere. And it's an image of a man or a woman screaming, going, my vaccine doesn't work if you don't take yours. And now Gene Simmons has joined all these other globalists in saying, like Geraldo Rivera and Noam Chomsky, that you shouldn't be allowed to leave your house if you haven't had the shot, and that you're evil. This is a guy that made his money promoting Satanism, and his nickname is the Demon. Just a little nerd in a clown outfit who wants to forcibly inject your family, wants to rape you with a poison death shot. But, I mean, that's what evil wants. It always wants to dominate, control. Hey, Gene, I know you're probably paid like so many other scumbags to push the garbage lies of Big Pharma, this big takeover. But, you know, the CDC, via a Freedom of Information Act request, just put this out last night. It's a pretty big deal. And they say that no one who has natural immunity, who got it naturally, has ever spread COVID or transmitted it, but those that take the vaccine are actually more likely now to spread it. And I think that's why they're obviously paying people like Gene Simmons to run around and say, you know, you're all evil, you're demons, you're of the devil if you don't go along with me. In fact, if we go to InfoWars.com, I did a very saucy rebuke of him last night, tailored to wake up rockers. I took the gloves off of Mr. Bad Boy, Mr. Clown outfit. So scary, that big demon face is scary. I just cry in my bed at night from it. And you can see the headline on InfoWars.com or band.video. It's got the image of him. And the quote, the demon says you're evil if you don't take the shot. So absolutely creepy. So that's just one of the little giblets we have for you today. Fully vaccinated Jen Psaki is still bedridden with COVID-19 weeks after infection, and Joe Rogan recovered in a couple of days by eating flea and tick medicine he got from Alex Jones, ivermectin. Is that what's going on? That's one of the
things going around on the internet. I got a bunch of these other ones. When your car stops halfway from home because the chip inside detected that you have used your monthly allowance of gasoline, remember that it started with a mask and a shot and you complied. And that goes into the great reset and the big announcement Schwab's set to make in 2 hours. We're going to try to carry it live on the World Economic Forum, announcing the great narrative. And we know what that great narrative is. We're going to lay it out coming up next hour before he gives the speech. You'll definitely get tomorrow's news today. That's why you tune in, right? And then, of course, we got the really serious issues. Xi Jinping was already declared dictator 2 years ago. Now he's been declared emperor for life, God emperor. But that's how communism works. You get hereditary dynasties like North Korea. You get things like the communist dynasty in China, where the average general's worth like $4 billion, but the general public is basically homeless but works full-time jobs. China's elite Han Xi, a key victory, paving his way for his indefinite rule. He's now co-equal to Mao Zedong. And the left is cheering him here in America. We've got that for you. And, of course, the big news that I'm going to get to right now. No, it's not that Joe Biden came out and referred to a black person as the greatest Negro ever, because he's living like in the 1950s, his brain's so rotted. It's not that the media is spinning and saying he didn't say that when he did say it on video. And that's, to me, the bigger story. They're gaslighting you, saying you didn't see that. It's been all the gaslighting of gaslighting, the mega mother of all gaslighting, to tell you for the last really 8-9 months is when it started, that there is no inflation and that inflation isn't a problem. And when economists would tweet about it, respected ones, they would get banned for a week or some taken off of Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. Even CNBC videos were getting deleted because, well, that's another thing you can't say. Can't question Fauci, can't question the lockdowns, can't question election fraud, can't challenge critical race theory, can't challenge drag queen pedophile story time, and you can't talk about inflation or open borders or child smuggling or anything they don't want you to. But now it didn't work very well because, you know, they can try to hide the hundreds of thousands of dead people from the shots and the millions that have had serious blood clots and legs amputated and you name it, and you know, brain aneurysms and myocarditis. They can try to hide that, but they can't hide the fact that in Texas, gasoline's twice what it was a year ago. And in California, it's 3 times. And you can't hide that I should just buy the medium-grade filet mignon because I don't want to spend $30 for a filet mignon. I'll spend $10. It tastes basically as good. I mean, I guess I got the money if I wanted to buy $30 filet mignons at the grocery store. But now I go to the grocery store, and the little bitty cheap ones are $30. The ones I used to get for $10. That's in a year. Oh, but of course the farmers and ranchers aren't getting any of that money. No, it's all inflation and manipulation and 3 meatpacking companies that run everything now. It's all consolidation of the market and the big mega monopoly screwing everybody. This is a vertical integration. It's the great reset. That's how I told you 21 months ago in February of 2020 that by the next Christmas, you'd be paying double for many goods. And you are, aren't you? Because, oh, I'd love to say I have this huge IQ. I really don't. When I had my enemy's playbook and they said they would do this to, quote, teach you not to be well off, and they had press secretaries saying, oh, we could lower gas prices, but we're not. I mean, that was Psaki 3 weeks ago. So first it doesn't exist, and you're crazy if you say it's happening. Then, we could lower the prices, which they could, but we're not going to. And then now it's, oh, my gosh, there is inflation. We're so concerned about it. We're going to fix it, as if Psaki and Biden run any of it. So I've got that clip when we come back of even Jake Tapper throwing him under the bus, because this was always the setup, so he'll get the blame. And I'm all for Biden getting the blame and going to jail. He's an old evil pedophile. But he's like a lower-level front man, or the enemy's attacking us. They're like a knight on a horse with a big javelin stabbing us. And they've got a shield, and the shield is Joe Biden. He takes all the heat. He gets bent up and battered. And when the night's done, he just throws that down. And the squire or the armorer hands them another shield. That's what the last 4 or 5 presidents have been, other than Trump. Trump was his own man, had his own issues. But But going back presidents before him, I mean, Obama, all these guys are front men. I mean, Obama was involved in some of the decisions because he was smart, but he wasn't a person in charge. He was a high-level general, but not a field marshal. And with Biden, he's not even a general anymore. He was a general when he worked for Obama. He was a general, but he's not now. He's a nobody. And he just goes up there and takes the blame for everything and makes America look bad. And then we all blame him instead of the UN and the globalists and the Great Reset. They're the enemy. They're everything. And finally, we're starting to hear Republican senators talk about the Great Reset, and this is a plan, and this is a war. And thank God Tucker Carlson the last two nights talked about the big banks and how they're imploding the country and the Great Reset and how they're using racial division to distract and divert us. So that's coming up too next segment. I mean, we figure that out or we lose, okay? This is a new type of war. It's economic, world government, collapse borders, and it's on right now. And more lockdowns are coming that'll cause more mass starvation.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, no joke. CNN has a list of things Joe Biden can do to fix the inflation that the private Federal Reserve has created by the overprinting of money and telling people to stay home and not work so there's a labor shortage. Unclog the supply chain when they've set this up for the supply chain collapse. Address the worker shortage via immigration. Yeah, bring in more unskilled workers from around the world. That'll fix it. Address the spike in energy prices. But they never say open up the Keystone Pipeline, reopen the Anwar Reserve. They never say stop having the order to block any new oil drilling? No, there's none of that in here. Address the spike in energy prices. Oh, okay. Talks about green energy, going global, you know, more of the same, more of the things that did this. Engage the private sector. I have them take over. Pass his agenda. Yes, more spending. Yes, the $5 trillion extra he wants right now. That'll really stop inflation. Ease tariffs, even though we already have the lowest tariffs in the world. Push domestic production when everything he does policy-wise is the opposite. Appoint a tougher Fed chief. End the pandemic. Oh, we'd all just take our shots. Then the pandemic wouldn't cause this in the economy when they're the ones running the whole shutdown. It's just like the UN saying, oh, you know, we just need billions of dollars to feed all the starving people. We don't know why they're all starving all of a sudden. They go, oh, COVID did it. No, the lockdowns you did for COVID did it. And killed 20 times what COVID did. That's a real number, by the way. It's over 20 times globally. But it feels so good to wear the mask and get into everything. And you're a hero and a survivor. So here's Jake Tapper throwing their puppet under the bus. Joe Biden, after all the denials that inflation, that doesn't exist. It's a conspiracy theory.
We're going to start today with our money lead and a change of tone from the White House as it acknowledges that the rising prices most of us are experiencing that they have downplayed will likely last much longer than originally expected. For weeks, President Biden has promised Americans that this inflation is only temporary, but now he's admitting these higher prices are slowing down the economic recovery from our emergence out of the coronavirus pandemic. And top Biden officials are conceding it could be middle to end of next year, 2022, before we
begin to see. All
right,
that's enough, folks. It's never going away. They're destroying the currency by design to bring in the new global reset currency. We've got that coming up with Klaus Schwab, an analysis in the second and third hour, and we'll open the phones up. But first, Tucker Carlson's the only person on national TV explaining that it's globalist class warfare using all this leftist divide and conquer to distract us from the fact that we're all under attack by the globalists in their own words. Here's part of that report last night.
So as we told you many times before, as soon as the economy crashed to the benefit of the big banks, the New York Times, Washington Post, et cetera, started throwing the word racist around with increasing volume. It was almost like they were working on behalf of the oligarchs to divide the rest of us against each other so we wouldn't notice that a small group is getting super, super rich. Almost nobody in journalism ever mentions this. Batya Ungar Sargon is one of the few who does. She just went on CNN over the weekend. I feel a little guilty playing a clip from a rival network, but this is just too good to miss. Here's how it went.
The media's response to Youngkin's victory is literally the reason that he won, right? How did they respond?
There's 100 media, 100 reactions. You're being pretty overly generalizing, I think.
Let me get more specific for you, okay? Because I have to admit, having watched CNN all week, there's been a lot of very, very, very good genuflection on this front. But what happened right after the election was you saw host after host after host on MSNBC saying, oh, this is a victory for white supremacy, right? White supremacy wins again. Racism wins again. When, you know, the lieutenant governor that Youngkin won with will be the first black woman to hold that job. When Glenn Youngkin managed to flip majority black districts.
Such Younger Sargon is the deputy opinion editor at Newsweek, also author of the new book, Bad News, How Woke Media is Undermining Democracy. She joins us. Bachi, thanks so much for coming on. Sorry to embarrass you with that clip.
Oh my gosh, Tucker, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, of course. So you say it's undermining democracy. What I think is interesting about your take on it is you take it to, I think, a deeper level. It's more than just annoying. There's a purpose to all this. What do you think the purpose is?
Well, I think you really nailed it in your opening, Tucker. You know, you started out by saying that we have this deep class divide in America that separates the people who are really feeling, you know, the inflation at the gas pump from the people who live in, you know, coastal cities who maybe don't drive, maybe they take Uber, yeah. Maybe they take the subway. And the history of journalism in the 20th century in America is the history of a class of people moving from one of those classes to the other, right? Journalism used to be a working class trade. And throughout the 20th century, journalists became part of the American elites. And as they did so, they abandoned the working class of all races. And what we're seeing now with woke media is just the latest stage of that abandonment.
I mean, I've seen it up close. I think you're exactly right. The composition of newsrooms is completely different. But that's a perversion of the core mission of journalism. We always heard when I was 30 years ago when I started, you know, it's to afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted, to hold the powerful to account. You know what I mean? Be the eyes and ears of your readers and viewers. Like, it does seem like they're a Praetorian guard for the billionaire class. I'm sorry to overstate it, but it feels that way.
Yeah, you really see a lot of class solidarity right now among liberal elites. And I'm saying this as a lefty, Tucker. I'm coming at this from the left and feeling like, how did we abandon the working class, again, of all races? How did we become the side that comforts the comfortable and afflicts the afflicted?
So where does this go? I mean, we need a working media. We need a media people trust. It's an essential ingredient in democracy. I think everyone agrees with that. No one trusts the media anymore. So what's the next phase in this evolution, do you think?
Honestly, Tucker, I think that every American has to relearn the work of learning to respect people that we disagree with. You're seeing a huge consumer boycott of mainstream media, of corporate media. And I think that's a good thing. They need to relearn how to get our trust back. And in the meantime, we need to start stitching back together the fabric of American society by respecting people we disagree with. That's all we can do.
I just have to ask, since you are on the left, and I think you're articulating traditional left-wing concerns about economics, what do people on your side think of what you're saying right now?
You know, honestly, you know, the fact that I was on CNN, I take that as a really good sign. My book opens with a scene from CNN of two of their hosts who are both millionaires calling every single person who voted for Donald Trump racist when we know that Donald Trump won the vast majority of people without a college degree, right? And to me, that was this primal scene of these people who had won by every metric, sneering and smearing the people who had lost, right? And so I think it's a really good sign that CNN had me on to talk about my work.
God, I could not have put it as well as you just did. I appreciate your coming on tonight. Bachi Ongar Sargon, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Again, I can
hear. Hey, click.
Yeah, go ahead and cut it off. I can play the clip for you guys, but everybody already knows that Psaki said we could lower the gas prices, but we're not. They're the elite. They're waging war on you. They want to bankrupt you to get full control of you, ladies and gentlemen. That's the plan. We'll be right back. Drew Hernandez, the big star of the Rittenhouse trial, joins us next. Stay with us. I'm cutting this brief announcement on the afternoon of November 9th, 2021. And I just want all the listeners and viewers to know that have kept this show on the air that I am very, very thankful to you, because My main drive is opposing these globalists and is standing against them. I know that that's your main drive as well. So I thank you for your moral support, your prayers, your word of mouth, fighting for all of us and all of our children's futures, and also your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And it isn't just fun in the InfoWar that you engage in when you buy the products. You get amazing products that are so good for you and yourself and your family. And right now, until November 14th, we have Black Friday comes early, up to 60% off on our best-selling items, store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points. So again, thank you all for your support. And get amazing products like Ultimate Bone Broth and Brain Force Plus and so many others right now, massively discounted at InfoWarStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So I had intended on this live Friday, November 12th transmission, to not have any guests today, but Drew Hernandez did such a great job yesterday. And it was such an interesting, amazing trial. You rarely see this much corruption by prosecutors. In all my years of watching court, I've never seen anything like it all added up together with all the other cases. I mean, but this is the future of the Democratic Party and the Soros armies. I mean, and the future of their judiciary as well. They're blessed to not have a judge that is corrupt or evil.
but actually doing his job. But can you imagine these type of prosecutors when they've got a judge also basically financed and put in by politicians, financed by Soros? It is a nightmare situation. We're getting him lined up right now. He's getting, I guess, to his hotel room so he can get on with this truce coming up here in just a few minutes. And please remember, we're not funded by George Soros or the big banks or Klaus Schwab or the New World Order. We don't get that money. We don't get the big corporate sponsors either. We get attacked and lied about and sued and demonized. But that's okay because that means we're over the target. That's what it takes to do our job. They're going to come after us because we're hurting them. And if we're successful, we're going to stop them. And we will be successful thanks to God's good graces and God working through all of you out there. So please remember, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you share the articles, the videos, the links, when you buy the products, and when you engage in prayer just for a global awakening, God will answer that prayer if we're steadfast. So thank you all for your support. You've only got three more days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it's going to end Monday night or Tuesday morning because we're selling out a bunch of this stuff. We have to. It's store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off our best-selling supplements and other items. 60% off Ultra 12, the highest quality, organic, incredible vitamin B12 you're going to find anywhere. It tastes like so sweet and so magic. And people say, hey, what's the sweetener in here? That's what organic B12 tastes like. There's no sweetener. It's pure B12. Two different types that work synergistically together is the way the scientists describe it. It's the same stuff that doctors give you in prescriptions that you inject. Don't inject this, though. It's front of the tongue. That's its indication. So it's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Alpha Power is 40% off. Sleep Aid, Knockouts, 50% off. Hair and Beard Support Formula, that's really also a great multivitamin mineral. It's good for skin and nails for women as well, 50% off. Living Defense to flush out all the unwanted visitors, 50% off. Ultimate Turmeric Liquid and Powder Extract Bodies, 40% off. Activated Charcoal Toothpaste and Mouthwash, 50% off. All Storable Foods, 10% off. Ready to ship, high-quality storable food produced right here in America, and it funds the InfoWar. That's 10% off, and that ends on the 15th. Last chance for coffee, 2021 pricing, because with all the inflation, everything's got to go up or we won't make enough money to operate. And many other products at up to 60% off. We have 50% off on Brain Force Plus. Been sold out for 8 months. The amazing, top-of-the-line, clean nootropic. There's lots of stuff that will get you lit up like a Christmas tree, but has huge comedowns. This doesn't have comedowns. That's why our products are so great while they're sold out, like Turbo Force and of course, Brain Force Ultra, because there's a popper. They're all three different formulas synergistically work together as well. InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Bone Broth, being sold out for over 2 years, is now back in stock, new and improved. InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Drew Hernandez knocked it out of the park. Drew Hernandez did a great job just telling the truth and walking through the footage he shot that backs up all the other footage, and they have big problems brainwashing and gaslighting the jury or the public watching this. Even a lot of prominent leftists have come out, like Hesperian of the Young Droppings, the Young Turds, and all these leftist billionaires saying, oh, God, he was a young man trying to help and stop burning buildings and child molesters, and they attacked him, and I was wrong. See, it's an epiphany that when the truth can get out, things can change, but you got to have courage. As I know, Drew Hernandez has been threatened. I know the other witnesses have been threatened. And I know the witnesses on the stand said that they were told a lie and that they were threatened. But they finally told the truth. Just like you've got, you know, the thief and the murderer on the cross, and one of them believes in God and the other one doesn't believe in absolution. But you know, the one that believes it finally turns around and does the right thing. It doesn't matter when you finally choose to tell the truth, just as long as you finally do it, folks. God judges the heart. God will forgive you. But Drew never needed that. He was steadfast and honest about what he saw from the beginning. Here's a short compilation, some of the amazing developments yesterday, because he was definitely the star witness.
You say you're a journalist and a reporter?
Yes.
Earlier you identified yourself as a professional commentator.
All of the above.
Is it your practice as a journalist to interject your personal opinion into the stories you're reporting on?
No.
But you did that here.
Where?
On August 25th, a few minutes after these shootings, you posted on Twitter your opinion as to whether the defendant in your mind was right or wrong in doing what he did, correct?
No, I said apparently at the beginning of that statement.
What effect does that have?
It means apparently. It doesn't mean that this is 100% my opinion.
You had already jumped to a conclusion, an apparent conclusion at that moment, right?
That's what apparently means.
But that's not what journalists do, right?
Objection, Judge, sir. I don't know where we're headed here.
I'll be done. Thank you.
Okay, you may step down, sir.
Thank you.
But did you, in looking back at your videos, have an opportunity to observe someone that evening, Mr. Rosenbaum?
Yes.
And do you recall, just tell me where you saw him originally, if you can.
The first time I saw Mr. Rosenbaum was when the police were pushing the riders back to the gas station on Sheridan Ultimate, I believe. And Mr. Rosenbaum was pushing a flaming dumpster on fire into police vehicles that were occupied by officers
and
human beings.
He's got to go at the end of the hour, so let's go to him now. Drew Hernandez is now with us. Drew, wow, what was it like being inside there? What was it like being in the middle of something this historical, dealing with self-defense and fake media being exposed? I mean, this is historic. This is one of those moments where the emperor having no clothes on is really evident.
You know, Alex, I know you could relate to this because sometimes you ask yourself, why am I here? Why am I in this position? How did I get into this position? And I think the only answer sometimes is, for such a time as this, I think God has brought us here. And for whatever reason, I don't know. I don't have the reason, but I do know that the truth needs to be told. And they were trying to smear me. They were trying to say I work for Real America's Voice and I have a political leaning. They said because I hired a specific lawyer, I had some kind of political bias. They were trying to discredit me from the very beginning. And it's not because, you know, they had any other intention other than trying to literally shut down the truth. Not only that I witnessed, but they were trying to shut down the truth that I literally recorded on body cam footage. Alex, I sent the prosecution and the defense, both of them, like somewhere around 80 to 100 videos of the full night of the entire context. And I will say this, while I was testifying on the stand, I don't know if anyone caught this on tape. I'm pretty sure maybe somebody out there saw it or caught it. But whenever I would say the word rioter, or I would say arson, or say violence, or say looting or vandalism, one of the prosecutors, he would do this. He'd go and just shake his head at me. And I'm like, there's something going on in here, because I 100% know that I'm telling the truth. Because not only did I see it, I recorded it, and the world could watch it, okay? And the jury can watch it. Once they go see that I actually sent in this amount of footage, they'll be able to see for themselves. So it is really eerie to be sitting in that courtroom and you see these prosecutors laughing at you when you're sitting there telling the truth. I'll just say that.
And then you realize they're funded by a literal Nazi collaborator, George Soros, and have taken over almost every city and are now getting control of most judges. This judge is fair. A large portion now are also just as bad as the prosecutor. Imagine that, Drew.
I mean, I think what's happening in the United States of America, Alex, we've seen law and order get subverted. It's getting attacked. They're trying to get rid of it because they want to install a new regime. But I think what people don't understand is once law and order goes, out goes the door justice. And the justice system is obviously not just. And hopefully we will see some kind of justice in this trial.
That's right. Drew Hernandez, one more segment with you. We're really blessed to have you. Great job standing up for the truth. We'll be right back in a few minutes with Drew Hernandez. I'm Alex Jones.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Gaslighting to have the private Federal Reserve accelerate the printing of money at $1 trillion extra a month, and then to turn around and tell us that there is no inflation in the last year, and now to tell us, okay, there is inflation, but they'll fix the problem. Well, it's the same thing like having a giant group of people running around looting and burning buildings down, including people's apartments with children in them that barely escaped. And then Drew Hernandez is just a reporter, a journalist. He goes to cover it, as he's been doing for a long time successfully. Granted, he got really famous from this. And then they're demonizing him on the stand that he's even a journalist. You're not even supposed to go show the looting or the mostly peaceful demonstration. So please continue with your in-person experience in this trial of the century so far for self-defense, the Rittenhouse case.
Alex, I mean, the crazy part is the prosecution immediately went after me being a journalist and working for Real America's Voice. Now, I'm just going to assume he didn't really do his homework, because it seems like he assumed that I was working for Real America's Voice in 2020. And that's why in the middle of the trial and in the middle of my testimony, I said, no, I was working for myself at the time of this recording, because he was trying to allude to the fact and trying to establish that I'm coming in with a political bias with my testimony under oath. But when he saw that that was not coming to fruition, he immediately retreated and went to something else. But what I want people to seriously pay attention is I am just an eyewitness. I am just a journalist. I am just somebody that was there that night that not only saw what happened with his own two eyes, but documented it on body cam footage as well.
That's right, Drew. Just like your camera, you have a bias. It's called the truth.
Exactly. But check it out, Alex. So how do I end up getting freaking prosecuted? How do I end up getting put on trial? They're trying to discredit me, ask me all these different questions about my credibility. Why did you tweet this? He's using specific words to try to get me to say something without saying it. If you guys noticed in the trial, he would say things like, so this specific video that you made, this is what you posted on Twitter. I'd say, no, sir, I made no video. This is the kind of stuff that they try to do. They try and use words to bait you to go down a path where you might just say, well, yes, that's the video. And it's like, oh, so you made a video. I made nothing. All I did was take the videos, and some of the videos I publicly admitted, yes, they are synced together because they're two different sources. There's a body cam and then there's the cell phone. It's exactly the same. And then what I also said in the trial was, I have nothing to hide. You guys asked me for this footage, so I sent it to you. And now you're trying to discredit me because it wasn't what you wanted? You see what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely. What are your other,
some kind of bias.
What are your other observations? Because you're right in the center again of this incredible historical event.
My observations are this. I think it's clear that the reason why that happened to me yesterday, this is just my opinion or assumption. I think it's clear that they knew that I had the truth and they had to find a way around it. And listen, whether that benefits Kyle, benefits the state or the prosecution, the truth is going to need to come out. And that's what I was considered with. Yesterday. That's what I was concerned with yesterday, because my concern was not the media. My concern was not so much the world. My concern was those jurors in that room that needed to hear the absolute truth. And I was not there to give a bias. I was not there to give my opinion. It's not like someone invited me to come share my professional opinion on anything, even the footage. I saw it.
Absolutely. So where do you think this is going? I mean, I think
I was there.
I think the out-of-control behavior of these Soros minions blew up in their face. I mean, how would you describe how the trial's gone for them, and what's your prediction on the jury verdict? I know that's a ways off.
I mean, I've got millions of eyes on me right now, Alex, and they're already accusing me of having, you know, bias going in there. So I want to kind of stay away from predictions, but I will say this, Alex, is I went in there to tell the truth, and they have the footage. The jury, I'm telling you, they have more than 80 videos that I sent to them that shows everything I described yesterday. So there's no getting around it. The jury has that. They'll be able to see it. And that's why I have peace that now that it's in their hands, because they're the ones that have to make the serious decision, that at least the truth is now in the right hands where it matters. Screw the media on both sides. Who cares what anybody has to say, even me? Okay? What this comes down to is these jurors, and we'll see what decision that they make.
That is so well said. They're trying to distract onto you by demonizing you away from the hours of footage you gave them that's right there for them that proves your testimony's true. So they're trying to make you the distraction because they're done.
Exactly. The truth is in their hands. And I think it was pretty clear what was happening yesterday. And the interesting thing too, Alex, is like, I wasn't trying to hide from the state or the prosecution. They didn't call me to, interview me before the trial or have a conversation. I mean, they reached out to me for footage a couple times, but then when I, based on my constitutional right, I went and got a lawyer and I wanted him to give the footage to both parties. I actually did that to try and look unbiased because I wanted to go out to both of them. And, you know, before the trial, the prosecution never called me and wanted to talk to me or have a conversation with me. So, I mean, it's like I would have been completely open to them. And also I'll say this too, Alex. CNN hasn't called me. MSNBC hasn't called me. I will gladly go on that show and say the same things I said in that courtroom, just like I said on Tucker Carlson, just like I say on Alex Jones, I'll say the same thing because the truth is the same. It remains the same. The story remains the same. But they don't call me because why? We could only assume they don't want the truth.
Drew, I know you've got to go in a few minutes to go on your network, Real America Voice, correspondent, americasvoice.news. You do an amazing job there. But, I mean, you've got a bias as being a truthful person. You've got a bias that I know is for, you know, self-defense. They try to make it bad that we're not for child molesters and looters and all the rest of it. But from day one, they knew the footage was on the Internet. They knew your footage and a bunch of other footage was there. They knew what happened. And so they've been trying to pretend this wasn't the case the whole time and just went ahead with this prosecution. And now they've run right smack dab into reality. But that's what the left does. They always create their own narrative, stay in it, don't look at any of the facts, and then just hope that they can fool people. Your final comments on that and what you think's coming next.
You know, Alex, I'll just say the same thing I said on Tucker, is my bias regarding this situation, my testimony under oath, is the truth. Obviously, I have political bias. I'm a political commentator. I don't try to hide that. I'm not some, you know, political saint that pretends to be perfect. But in the context of what I did yesterday under oath, that was the truth. Why? Because there are multiple videos that corroborate everything I said, and that's where I'll leave it.
And that goes back, though. They knew this from the beginning, but still went ahead with this. Why do you think they would try to, like, defeat all these angles of film?
I think because they know that I had the truth, Alex. I think that I was a witness that not only saw it, but I had a lot of video to corroborate everything I was saying. And I think the only thing they could have maybe possibly have done was not refute any of that evidence, but try and discredit me as a witness. And I think it's pretty clear. The world watched this yesterday, Alex. I mean, I was getting messages from all over the world. People were watching. I think public opinion could pretty much say they were trying to discredit a journalist that was just simply an eyewitness. I wasn't there giving my opinion. So I think people can conclude for themselves. They were probably just trying to get the jury distracted and away from the truth.
Well, that's right, because I got my hair cut yesterday in a haircutting place full of women cutting people's hair. And everybody was talking about this, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, saying Rittenhouse is innocent, and this is a tragedy, and they're sick of the crime. And I see this as a real watershed event, not just for self-defense, not just against the woke mob being allowed to burn down America and the world at the behest of the globalist, but of the people sick of the media lying to them and these leftist prosecutors. Drew Hernandez, people can find all your work at Drew H. Live, and I know you're going to be coming to Austin next week in studio. Really look forward to you being here, my friend.
Yes, sir. Everybody watching needs to tune in. It's going to be amazing next week. I can't wait.
Thank you so much, sir. All right, there goes Drew Hernandez. He's awesome. We're glad he's told the truth despite all the threats, and he survived covering all those riots and others. We're going to start the next hour. I haven't told you who's here next week, but Drew's coming. A bunch of other people are coming. They're going to be in studio next week because this is now the podcasting mecca with we're here, obviously. This is a Statesman article about a few days ago. But then you've got Joe Rogan and a bunch of other people. And so the stars are aligning next week. We're going to have a lot of big guests in studio, a lot of special broadcasts. We're going to be up here a lot. In fact, I told my wife, I said, just go ahead and bring my younger daughter up here. And you come up here and hang out here at night because it's going to be kind of a carnival operation going on here. We're going to have a lot of fun, a barbecue. We're going to be fighting tyranny. Going to be loving every minute of it.
Yeah! It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal. and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
The